Good morning. It is 10:12 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into Chamber Chat with the Great Lowell Chamber of Commerce. I'm Danielle McFadden, president of the Chamber, joined by
Emma Brooks, event and communication coordinator.
We're very excited to have our first guest here today. We have Ken Masson from Class Inc. He's the class career specialist, and Margot Druitt, a class individual. How are you both doing today?
Great. Thanks for having us here.
Great. Thank you.
We're so happy to have you both here. So, Ken, let's talk about who is CLASS.
Okay, CLASS Inc. is an organization. We're based in Lawrence. We work with people with developmental disabilities, and we provide community, group, and independent employment services for people with developmental disabilities.
I see your vans everywhere.
Oh, cool. That's good to know.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a lot of people from, our clients come from Lowell and Lawrence area and other areas, but there are a lot of Lowell people there.
How many individuals do you serve?
Oh.
Probably a hard question.
Several hundred.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah. I knew that.
Now, Ken, can you tell us what you do for the organization?
I'm a career specialist, which means my job is to help some of the individuals get jobs. Basically look for independent jobs, which means that they eventually will be out there on their own doing the job. I do a check-in every so often, but basically the idea is to get them out there and learning how to do that job, and not only gets them in skills level, it increases their confidence level, but the other thing, which is most important, is that they do a lot of good work for employers.
That's great. Excellent what you do over there. I'm sure that it's very rewarding when you're able to place an individual, but there must be some challenges that come along with what you do. Can you talk about some of the challenges that
you
face?
There are challenges, and each individual certainly has some skills levels that needs to be worked on, and we work on that. We have challenges to educate the public on people with developmental disabilities, and that's a very positive challenge. It always works mm-hmm. out that our individuals educate everybody. They educate me too, and oftentimes people have perceptions that about people with developmental disabilities, and to work with an individual with such a disability is a learning lesson, and you learn that these people are really highly capable and are very good workers. And the other challenges that we're dealing with at this particular point is that with the budget cuts coming up, we have people that are like Margot, who is a highly capable individual, and we just don't have the funding to provide the services to get her a job.
And I have to say, you brought in the ideal spokesperson. We've had the chance to talk to Margot off the air, and so we're excited to have all the listeners hear from Margot.
Margot, can you tell us how long you've been at CLASS?
I've been there since June of 1988.
Oh my goodness. Wow. So you could give us the tour over there.
I can if you wanted.
She's already asked us to come and see her. What does CLASS provide for you?
CLASS gives me an opportunity to work and to get a paycheck. And the staff strive to do their best.
And is Ken's a buddy of yours?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Well, you're already asking him to buy you spinners tickets for Christmas.
She's not only a great person, but she's a good politician, too. So she and a promoter. She promotes CLASS and herself very
absolutely.
Well.
What do you love about CLASS?
I love the opportunity to go out and meet friends. And staff like Ken are the best.
Mm-hmm.
They all are.
Yeah, Robin. We're talking about Robin Ellington off air
Robin's
as well.
Robin's one of the best, too.
And she had mentioned the fact that we have an opportunity to get her a job and get her a paycheck. But as I mentioned earlier, we don't have that opportunity right now because of the budget cuts, and that's not providing us the funds to provide that services for her.
Can you talk a little bit about the budget cuts for those listening who aren't aware of what's happening and impacting your organization?
Well, there's proposed budget cuts from Governor Baker, and those budget cuts impact a lot of different areas, and one of the areas it does impact is people, organizations like CLASS that provide such services. We're hoping that it doesn't, but it very well could at this point. And what that means is that we don't have the funding To go out and find people like Margot a job, and other people, highly capable people at our organizations, then we can't go out and find her a job. We can't go out and, when she does get a job, if she even gets a job on her own, to job coach her, because we just don't have the funding to do that kind of stuff. So unfortunately, even though there's lots of great things for her to do at class, there is just much more growth opportunity for her to go out and work in the community, because she's highly capable.
And what does it mean for you to have a paycheck, Margot?
It means for me to go on vacation, because next year I'm going to Portugal.
Wow, that is we're both like, that's exciting.
That's so exciting.
All by myself.
Great, good for you. Excellent. So what would your ideal job be?
A sportscaster for the Lowell Spinners.
A sport. There you go. Anybody out there listening from the Lowell Spinners. So do you love going to Spinners games?
And I went to WWE in Lowell.
You did last Saturday?
No.
Because they had one recently. Good for you.
And I love John Cena.
There we go. So sportscaster.
You can hear she's got a really good voice. And as I was talking with her on the way over about sports, she has a really good knowledge of sports. But there are other things you're interested in too, right?
What are some of the other, and can you get a little bit closer to the mic so everybody can hear what you're saying? So what are some other things?
Yes, I can.
What are some other things you're interested in, Margot?
News reporting, because I have Susan Warnick as a former pen pal, because she was a former reporter on Channel 5.
Great. So you're interested in the whole media thing.
I am.
So you're happy to be here today.
I am. And people, please give us a call.
So there are group opportunities for her there, which is good, because that helps increase her skills level. Maybe Margot can tell you a little bit about some of the group things she's done, some of the employment opportunities you have had through groups. And group means that they go out as a group. And they work on a project as a group. So it's not quite the same as independence, and it doesn't it gains a lot, but it's not quite the same confidence level and not the same pay level that you would get as an independent person. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about some of the group projects you've worked on.
We worked with UniFirst, which is in Nashua, New Hampshire. We bend hangers. We also do the tree program, which is planting trees. We also do the lumberyard in Tewksbury, Holton Bugby, Bacon Joy, which we put muffin tins in. Enterprise Bank, where we used to stuff envelopes. And also UPS, where we used to check the bags.
Great. So a variety of different jobs. And it sounds like...
Yes, Danielle.
So she has a large number of skills levels, so
yes,
she could do a lot of different things.
So what do you mean when you say independent employment?
Independent employment would mean that we would job coach them at the beginning and work with the employer to job coach them to make sure that they're understanding of their job and they're trained well on doing their job. And once we get to a point, and oftentimes it could be just within days, in some cases it might be as long as a month, but when they get to the point that we feel that they're able to do that job without any coaching, without anybody around to work with them, which happens very often, then what we say is fade away from them and cut back and do a checkup every couple of weeks, and we're still there to support them if they need us. But in many, many cases, and I have dozens of people that are working at this point, they out there basically working like any of us.
That's great.
Yeah.
And what is job matching?
A job matching is to make work on their to do an assessment. We always do an assessment of everybody and find out what their skill level is and what their interests are. And it may be a number of different things, but the important thing is, like with any of us, that we find a job that they're interested in. Because when you find a job that you have interest in, that you're motivated by, you obviously stay in that job longer. So it's not just go out there and find any job. It's really working with them to find the right job for that individual.
That's great. And if it's the right job for the individual, they're going to work well in the company. The company's going to be happy.
Exactly.
And everybody benefits
exactly.
from
and
that.
Retention, yeah.
What are some of the different work environments that you might match people to?
Well,
jobs?
We actually have somebody working at the Songa Center as a ticket collector. I have somebody working at a stable. He loves animals, so he's out there Working with the animals. I have a woman who works at a credit union in Lawrence, and she does the mail for them, and she does some clerical work for them. I have somebody working at Stop and Shop, and he does carriages, and my God, he's the best carriage collector you've ever seen in your life. And he loves it, and he loves the people, and you know, so all those kind of different kinds of jobs that the people are interested in. We did have somebody working for the Spinners for a while, too, because he loved baseball. So
that's great. So if an employer is listening and they're interested in just exploring this opportunity, they can probably contact you or somebody at Class Inc.
And
have a conversation.
Yeah, they can certainly give me a call, and they can call me at, the name again is Ken Masson, and they can call me at 978-975-8587. And my extension is 1250. I do have a number of people are looking for work right now.
Great. Yeah. So now's a good time. You know, holiday season, give Ken a call and hopefully you can place somebody and get them a job.
Right. We have, I have high success.
Yeah.
So, I work with the individual and make sure that they're going to be successful. That's important.
Absolutely. But
like I said before, the unfortunate thing is we do have other people like Margot who we can't work with, and I would really like to see that happen if we can do something with those budget cuts.
So we have a call to action, and Margot is going to be doing that for us.
Listeners, can you write a letter to State Legislator Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas requesting that human services not be cut? Go to the class website to download a letter, sign your name, and send it in. It's that simple.
That is simple.
And that class website is www.classincorporated.org.
.org.
Margot, you know your stuff.
Yes, I do.
Keeping Ken on his toes. Thank you both so much for being here. Up, Sam is on the line for me, so I'm going to listen to Sam, but unfortunately we don't have headphones for everybody, Sam, so it's just, you got me, Sam.
And, I wish I were in the studio so that I could fix it so that everybody can hear, but before Margot leaves and Ken leaves, I was listening, and anyone that can put out an announcement like that, Congresswoman Tsongas is don't cut our funding. I heard that she likes the Spinners, she wants to be a sportscaster, and she likes radio. So why don't we see if we maybe can't find a match at 980 WCAP? And could you pass that on to her before
she
leaves?
I would be happy to do that. Thank you so much, Sam. That's great.
And give Ken our contact information.
Okay.
And I have to tell everybody, as an employer, I couldn't agree with Ken more. The number one ingredient for success after skill levels are matched is enthusiasm and loyalty. And this sounds like a very enthusiastic and loyal future employee. And you're born with that. You can't learn that.
Absolutely.
So,
awesome.
That's a great skill, and I applaud what they're doing with class.
Great. Thank you so much, Sam. I will relay that message.
Take care.
Thank you. Okay, on that note, we are going to take a quick break, and I will relay the message to Ken and Margot. Thank you all for tuning in. Margot, thank you for tuning in to Chamber Chat. We'll be back on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.